When people harbor negative thoughts, thoughts of anger, tension, stress, anxiety, this disrupts the Manamaya Kosh, the mental sheath. That disturbance then agitates the Pranamaya Kosh, the vital energy sheath. That agitation then manifests in the gross body, the Annamaya Kosh, as disease. So those who wish to learn to be truly healthy, they must not just do yogasans, they must also learn the art of mind management. That is why nowadays the concept of holistic health, the World Health Organization also has adopted this definition of health as the physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being of an individual. Look at the consequence of thoughts. They are impacting every aspect of our life. Some scientists in Japan did experiments on this. One scientist, he found a way of crystallizing water. Now, water usually can be frozen, but it doesn't crystallize. This scientist, he hit upon this technique. He would put a thin layer of water in a Petri dish and place the dish in a refrigerator at minus 20 degrees centigrade. Because of the surface tension, the water would crystallize. So he first tried to crystallize the Tokyo tap water and he failed. He then took some water from the spring, the countryside. He tried it, it formed crystals. He said, why is it that the tap water did not crystallize and the country spring water formed crystals? Is there some impact of consciousness upon it? So, next time he took the water and he wrote on a piece of paper, love, in Japanese, and put it around the dish. This time when the crystals were formed, they were beautiful. He said, the water has responded to the word love. Let's try it with hate. So he, next time, he placed hate around the water. The crystals now formed were ugly. The water did crystallize, but in these macabre forms. So he tried with different words and he found positive words have positive impacts. Negative words have negative impact. He said, let's see if the water is sensitive to the language. So he tried in different languages of the world, but found the water does not care for the language. It only cares for the sentiment or the feeling. So then he reached a conclusion and he's documented in his book called Hidden Messages in the Water along with photographs. He said our human body is 70% water, 90% upon birth. We've got such a huge amount of water in our body. Now think of the impact of our thoughts. If we are thinking loving thoughts, will not it heal our body? And if we are thinking thoughts of hatred, will not it poison our body? So he only proved through a scientific manner what the Vedas have said since thousands of years. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayo. The Panchadashi says, look, the mind is so important, it becomes the cause of bondage. And the pure mind becomes the cause of liberation. So what is the mind doing? We discussed. It's creating thoughts. These thoughts are the seeds, and our actions grow out of them. Just like a plant or a tree comes from the seed. Similarly, the actions we perform, the seeds of those actions are our thoughts. Good thoughts will lead to good actions. Bad thoughts will lead to bad actions. So simple. This applies to all kinds of actions, even the ones that we call involuntary and unpremeditated actions. So our actions have their seeds in the thoughts. And the mind is the factory in which we are generating thoughts, either in the form of machines that will help us fly to sublime heights, or in the form of weapons that we will use to kill ourselves. So the mind is veritably like a garden. Many of you have your garden plots, and you have this experience. The soil is fertile. It will definitely lead to crop. Either you tend to the garden, get a nice crop of plants, herbs, flowers, vegetables, or you let it run wild. It will become overrun by weeds, and these weeds will bring more of their kind. And they will bring more of their kind until you have a weed garden. Similarly, either you tend to your mind and make it a place that generates sublime, noble thoughts, or the mind will take care of itself and keep presenting you thoughts full of negativity and misery and hatred and depression and tension and anxiety. So in this human life, we have the responsibility to tend to the garden of our mind. We are the gardeners of our own mind. What does the gardener do? He plants the good seeds and he keeps weeding out the unwanted things. Similarly, we must responsibly ensure that we don't let negative thoughts fall into the garden of the mind, or we will have to bear the consequences. Simultaneously, we tend our mental garden. Cultivate it with thoughts which will bear fruit that will give us happiness, joy, love, and satisfaction. When we start cultivating the garden of our mind, we will discover another link. It is through our mind that we attract circumstances to ourselves. The circumstances that come our way don't happen by chance. They are arranged by God. The Vedas say this whole world is the veritable form of God. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. He has manifested this world from his being.